just for love, like the wings of some high-flying bird. All the songs I will sing to you, you can hear every word that I ever situations that I feel sometimes, and the places I have been at times, just trying to be. These things can only happen once in a life.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Larkin, Texas with you on this Saturday, November 19th, 2011, for the next hour. Republic Broadcasting exists to bring forth real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you too are as reliable a news medium in what's left of America, without a doubt. And besides all else, you're tuned to RBN because you can handle the truth. RBN is headquartered near Austin, Texas, at 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Office hours are 9 to 6 Central, Monday through Friday. Call to sign up for exclusive access to the RBN archives. Download previously aired podcasts and pass them around, all for the princely sum of just $1.33 per month. Get yourself 100 or more RBN business cards, a bumper sticker, and a complimentary copy of America from Freedom to Fascism for your family members, friends, and select business acquaintances. If you like what you hear and you think RBN's deprogramming is of some value, why not consider a donation? Keep us up and running and help us spread the word. That office number is 800-724-2719. Also, check out the many fine quality products made available for purchase at that website, folks, republicbroadcasting.org, as well, facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting, twitter.com/RBN Live. All are well worth a visit. If you're from my neck of the woods and you've turned to 1140 on the AM dial, that's KHFX out of Cleburne in North Central Texas and points beyond, I'm delighted you've decided to join us. Stay tuned for Transitions.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you'd like to weigh in on today's subject matter, that call-in number is 800-313-9443. And for detailed program notes of this broadcast, currently posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find the web blog for Just an American. Today, ladies and gentlemen, how a tyranny of words has propelled the American people in a headlong rush into the future. John in Tennessee raised this issue with us, transhumanism, in last week's episode entitled Panopticon. And Ronnie in Oregon pointed to how easily one is tricked into joining this stampede charging the abyss, while articulating a clear distinction between power versus force. Our program notes are already posted and entitled Transitions. Links are supplied to a variety of subject matters, but especially to the video documentary by Aaron Franz called The Age of Transitions, which I share with you today. How are you contributing to this dystopian nightmare termed our common destiny? And what are you going to do to combat it? Is it true that we have met the enemy and he is us? I suggest a virtual mastermind group and that we co-develop a definitive, dead easy simple that's workable and replicable plan. And so to facilitate such a dialogue, ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you to simply just shoot me an email. My address is larkintexas@gmail.com. My program notes today begin with a link entitled Effective Communication, Economy of Words, which is a series of video tutorials about how to communicate while employing, may I say, a paucity of words. I think a useful thing to consider, because I think all of us have experienced the difficulties we have in getting through to friends and family members, those business acquaintances. Are we just not communicating? We must ask ourselves why that might be. I think that's certainly true. And I've included in today's program notes a few words that I thought might be helpful in determining why this might be. Words like linear thinking versus pattern recognition. The words mainspring and mindshare. Contract, well-being, economy. Mimetic warfare equals Hegelianism equals socialism equals gangsterism. A new word, vocabularity, which is singularity, artificiality, also humanism, now transhumanism, and convergence, which, by the way, is akin to world federalism. And did you know that Walter Cronkite? Everybody remembers Walter Cronkite. A world federalist, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Dadaism versus consequentialism versus utopianism versus dystopianism versus constructivism versus futurism. Creativity is the quintessential human resource. I am not what I think, though. I am not what I say, though. But I am what I do. And so, this Age of Transitions documentary is subtitled The Dystopia Planned for Our Future. And it includes a quote from Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World. That quote, there will be in the next generation or so a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies, so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it, because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution. The film by Aaron France converges technology, transhumanism, and our future in the making. The cutting-edge group known as transhumanists see a beautiful future brought about by artificial intelligence, life extension, and cybernetics. What one must realize before getting carried away with such utopian dreams is that transhumanism was born out of the elitist pseudoscience known as eugenics. And so this documentary provides vital information on the history of eugenics and its new cutting-edge transformation. Now, there are very interesting links to summaries and to articles and to words inclusive with today's program notes, ladies and gentlemen. And I think for background, it's useful to consider some of these. There's a link today to an article entitled How the British Use the Media for Mass Psychological Warfare, Tavistock's Language Project, and the Origin of Newspeak. Remember that word, newspeak, was inclusive in the Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell novel, 1984. Also, an article by Robert Bodine entitled Our Enlightened Education, which demonstrates conclusively how public education and university systems in America today are entirely socialist, fascist, communist, socialist, capitalist. It's all the same. Also, the Soviet Art of Brainwashing, a synthesis of the Russian textbook on psychopolitics. The Mind Has No Firewall by Timothy L. Thomas from the Foreign Military Studies Office, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And citing the research of a Major I. Chernyshev of the Russian Army. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, we have convergence today. Communism in China. Communism in Russia. Communism in North America. The United States. Plus capitalism. It's all the same. It's communitarianism. It's economic fascism combined with cultural and educational Marxism. Brainwashing. So let's turn our attention first to where do we get this idea of newspeak? And what exactly is it? At the start of World War II, Tavistock operatives, including Brigadier General John Rawlings Rees in the Psychological Warfare Directorate, were busy at work on a secret language project. The target of that project was not the traditional enemy, quote-unquote, but the English language itself, and especially the English-speaking people. Remember, in the world today, the language of commerce is English. And we'll pick up, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Stay tuned for these messages.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
So we're exploring the origins of Newspeak, how the British used the media for mass psychological warfare. Bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, when we use that term British, let's explore what that word means sometime. Look it up. Where did it come from, the word British? Be that as it may, the Tavistock crowd had picked up on the work of British linguist C.K. Ogden, who had created a simplified version of the English language using some 850 basic words. That would be 650 nouns and 200 verbs, with rigid rules for their use, called basic English, quote-unquote, or basic, quote-unquote, for short. The product was ridiculed by most English-speaking intellectuals. Ogden's proposal to translate classic literature such as Marlowe and Shakespeare into basic was rightfully attacked as an effort to trivialize the greatest expressions of the English language culture. But in the bowels of the Cywar Directorate, the concepts behind basic were key to large-scale control of dangerous thought. A simplified English language limits the degrees of freedom of expression and inhibits the transmission of meaning through metaphor. It is then easy to create a reality that can be massaged through the mass media, such as radio. A reduced language is a straitjacket for the human mind. The British Ministry of Information, which controlled all broadcasting and news dissemination, decided to experiment with the effectiveness of BASIC. The BBC was asked to produce some newscasts in BASIC, which were broadcast in a number of foreign sections of the BBC, including the Indian section, which included among its operatives 1984 author George Orwell and his close friend Guy Burgess, who later was to be involved in Britain's biggest post-war Soviet spy scandal. The results were carefully monitored. Those involved quickly discovered that with some modification, the language was ideal to present a censored, edited version of the news, since it lent itself to simple, declarative statements. It gave those statements the character of fact, even though the information being reported was heavily censored, or even self-admitted propaganda. This created British empires of the mind. Remember, all slavery begins in the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Following the presentation of a special report on these findings in 1943, the BASIC project was placed on highest priority in the War Cabinet at the insistence of Prime Minister Winston Churchill. The project, now declassified, papers reveal, was to be expanded to include work in the United States. While not revealing the secret research on the psychological implications of BASIC, Churchill became its cheerleader, promoting the new language as the basis for a renewed bond between Britain and its former colony, America. On September 6, 1943, in a speech at Harvard University, Churchill called for a new Boston Tea Party to overturn the English language and replace it with BASIC. Much more in that article, ladies and gentlemen. But let's switch to a more recent article, Our Enlightened Education, by Robert Bodine. A link is provided, of course, at larkintexas.blogspot.com. How is it that slavery begins in the mind? Well, perhaps the dumbing down of education and the facility of language has been deliberately impaired. Could that be the reason? The homeschooling industry is enjoying a surge in popularity. Because of the time, effort, and additional expense involved, this prompts the question, are more parents exploring this option because our public educational system has failed? The following article will examine the progressive reforms of John Dewey and his fellow frontier thinkers, and the fundamental changes that altered the underlying purpose of our public education. The article shows that our public educational system has not failed, and it has succeeded wildly, even brilliantly so. And we'll return following these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The now Dallas Arms Collectors Association Incorporated is holding another Gun and Knife Show following Thanksgiving on the weekend of the 26th through the 27th of November 2011. The Dallas Arms Collectors are again promising the single largest gun show in the state of Texas, where you can buy, sell, or trade various firearms, platforms, and knives and other shooting accessories. Admission costs are adults $10 single-day pass or $15 for a two-day pass. Children under the age of 12 receive free admission. Free admission is also included when applying for or renewing your NRA membership. The show is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking is free with 24-hour security on site. For more information, please visit www.dallasarms.com or call 972-369-6062. And don't forget to visit us at the Republic Broadcasting Network booth.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
These things can only matter here if you have time. Someone will touch you softly, and it will be me. Someone will call your name, and then come to me, free, free. As the wind.
And so we're exploring our enlightened education, our brainwashing. The article I'm reading from proves that our public educational system has not failed. It has succeeded, and brilliantly so. But it is based upon the covert change in the ultimate purpose of public education. John Dewey, who was born in 1859 and died in 1952, was a progressive thinker. He was a philosopher, an educational reformer, and a prolific writer. When you read Dewey's writings, it is obvious that John Dewey was also an ardent socialist. This explains why he became the president of the League for Industrial Democracy in 1939. This was the socialist American counterpart to the socialist British Fabian Society. In 1950, he was named its honorary national chairman. John Dewey published My Pedagogic Creed in 1897. Here he sets his primary goal to be the destruction of the child's individualism. This would enable the child to conform and get along with the group, no matter what group he joined, especially that noble group called, quote, citizens of the world, unquote. Dewey had learned that it is difficult to produce good international socialists out of nationalistic-minded individualists. All of Dewey's early experimental schools were dismal failures, but he was forward-thinking and not dismayed. In 1904, he went to Columbia University's Teachers College to teach and write and experiment. There he schemed with other educational tinkerers called the Frontier Thinkers. At the forefront were Dr. George Counts, Dr. Harold Rugg, Dr. William Scott Gray, and Dr. Arthur I. Gates. Together, they destroyed traditional education and replaced it with their progressive reforms. They used a three-prong attack. They promoted and then championed a new ideology in the training of teachers. They infiltrated the largest teachers group, the National Education Association, and they rewrote the textbooks. In 1932, Dr. Counts began indoctrinating teachers with his book, Dare the Schools Build a New Social Order? Dr. Rugg followed up in 1933 with his book for teachers, The Great Technology. These are blatant blueprints to socialize education and thereby socialize America. Dr. Counts wrote, quote, the important point is that fundamental changes in the economic system are imperative. Whatever services historic capitalism may have rendered in the past, and they have been many, its days are numbered. With its dedication to the principle of selfishness, its exaltation of the profit motive, its reliance upon the forces of competition, and its placing of property above human rights, it will either have to be displaced altogether or changed so radically in form and spirit that its identity will be completely lost. Dr. Rugg wrote, quote, through the schools of the world we shall disseminate a new conception of government, one that will embrace all of the collective activities of men, one that will postulate the need for scientific control and operation of economic activities in the interest of all people, end quote. He proposed, first and foremost, the development of a new philosophy of life and education, which will be fully appropriate to the new social order. Second, the building of an adequate plan for the production of a new race of educational workers. Third, the making of new activities and materials for the curriculum. In 1934, the American Historical Association, gotta love those associations, ladies and gentlemen, remember their ties to that terrible ism, syndicalism, produced a 17-volume study of American education. Dr. Counts was their research director. And the last volume declared, quote, Cumulative evidence supports the conclusion that in the United States, as in other countries, the age of individualism and laissez-faire in economy and government is closing, and a new age of collectivism is emerging. The British socialist Harold Laski, who later became head of the British Fabian Society, claimed that the study was simply an educational program for a socialist America. Perhaps you remember those Dick and Jane primers. Perhaps you took a course in school called Social Studies. Perhaps you knew about phonics, perhaps not. Maybe you were taught to read with the look and say method. And if so, it's no wonder that you're illiterate. That's right. Unless you have a firm grasp of phonics and it stays with you today, perhaps you no longer read. Maybe this was part of your indoctrination, your brainwashing. Remember Dr. Seuss? In 1981, he said that the killing of phonics was one of the greatest causes of illiteracy in the country. He was perplexed years earlier when his publisher sent him the approved list of words that he could use in his book, Cat in the Hat. His targeted age group had a spoken vocabulary of thousands of words, but they could only read 233 words, which were approved. It is illogical to continue to support a theory of reading that doesn't work unless the aim is something sinister and hidden. Remember Rudolf Flesch's Why Johnny Can't Read, which came out in 1955? 25 years later, Mr. Flesch wrote Why Johnny Still Can't Read, and nothing had changed. Flesch called it reckless social engineering. So I leave it there. And I proffer a definition for psychopolitics. This from the Soviet art of brainwashing. Psychopolitics is the art and science of asserting and maintaining dominion over the thoughts and loyalties of individuals, officers, bureaus, and masses, and the effecting of the conquest of enemy nations through, quote, mental healing, unquote. Now, today's program notes also include a link to The Dangers of Internationalism, written by Arthur Kitson in 1932. A short read, well worthwhile. And consider that YouTube video, ladies and gentlemen, the animated video entitled Individualism and Collectivism. And I suggest that there is no longer any reason to wonder why our society has devolved into gangsterism or systemic organized crime. A link to a 1934 feature film entitled The House of Rothschild. Quite interesting. Globalism is genocide. fascinating read entitled Covert Channels by Anton Chuvakin. And especially, the mind has no firewall. Special thanks to Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and an RBN weekly program host. Mr. Thomas writes in The Mind Has No Firewall, this: the human body, much like a computer, contains myriad data processors. They include, but are not limited to, the chemical electrical activity of the brain, heart, and peripheral nervous system, the signals sent from the cortex region of the brain to other parts of our body, the tiny hair cells in the inner ear that process auditory signals, and the light sensitivities or the light sensitive retina and cornea of the eye that process visual activity. We are on the threshold of an era in which these data processors of the human body may be manipulated or debilitated. Examples of the unplanned attacks on the body's data processing capability are well documented. Strobe lights have been shown to cause epileptic seizures. Not long ago in Japan, children watching television cartoons were subjected to pulsating lights that caused seizures in some and made others very sick. It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. Information warfare theory and the data processing element of humans. In the United States, the common conception of information warfare focuses primarily on the capabilities of hardware systems, such as computers, satellites, and military equipment, which process data in its various forms. According to Department of Defense Directive S-3600, one of nine, December 1996, information warfare is defined as an information operation conducted during the time of crisis or conflict to achieve or promote specific objectives over a specific adversary or adversaries. An information operation is defined in the same directive as, quote, actions taken to affect adversary information and information systems while defending one's own information and information systems, end quote. These information systems lie at the heart of the modernization effort of the United States Armed Forces and other countries and manifest themselves as hardware, software, communications capabilities, and highly trained individuals. Recently, the U.S. Army conducted a mock battle that tested these systems under simulated combat conditions. And it gets better. I mean worse. I mean better. U.S. views on wonder weapons, altering the data processing ability of the body. Pepper spray, chemicals. Lots of really neat names. Black Widow. Wonder Weapons. The Russian views on psychotropic war. The term psychoterrorism was coined in Russia at the Moscow Anti-Psychotronic Center. According to Anisimov, psychotropic weapons are those that act to take away a part of the information which is stored in a man's brain. It is sent to a computer, which networks it to the level needed for those who need to control the man. And the modified information is then reinserted into the brain. How lovely. These weapons are used against the mind to induce hallucinations, sickness, mutations in human cells, zombification, or even death. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll return following this.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Now the song has been sung. All the games have been played. This love has won over all masquerades. The end of charades. I love you. I love you.
Welcome back. Let's take a call from our friend Barry in California. Barry, you're with us today.
Hello, Lark. How are you doing, my friend?
Just fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to share a website with you and your listeners. It's called whatonearthishappening.com. And there's a presentation that this man brings. I can't think the name on the top of my head. But it's in four parts. And the first part is the solution. The second part is the problem. And then the third part is solving the problem, and then he goes into the New World Order. But the first part, he talks about what is consciousness, the yin and the yang energies, the threefold nature of consciousness, the triune brain, the two basic polarities, and the direction of our guardian system. And then he starts going into the religion. There's like 13 areas, but the last three are the most important. He goes into the religion, he goes into the occult, and I think he goes into the New World. I haven't got to that part yet, but he even goes on the dollar, the seal, with the pyramid. He breaks it down really good. I've seen it before, but he shows it even a little bit more than I've never seen before. But basically, they're trying to hide us from realizing that to get to truth is through our consciousness, and they want to block us from using our consciousness. He calls them the what's the name he uses? Like wizards, and I can't think of the other name, but the real evil leaders of the earth. They supposedly think they have all the truth and are hiding it from us. But more and more people are waking up because they realize. Yes.
If I might interject, I appreciate that information and that link. I wonder, though, simple question. Don't you think most of the damage individuals experience in their day-to-day lives is actually self-inflicted?
Well, that's what he talks about that, too. He says you have to look in the mirror. And what do you see? You see the problem is within you, but the answer is within you also. But we allow the problems to happen that are where we are today.
Barry, very good thoughts. I always appreciate you calling in. And I encourage you to call back. Shoot me an email sometime.
Have a great weekend. I will.
Very good.
I'll email you.
All right.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in today, ladies and gentlemen. And stay tuned to RBN.